Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled Black Marble and Blue Spruce.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him can have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the feast, the exaltation of the cross. For God so loved the world, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through the cross. We understand exaltation, holy, and cross. Then there are other times when that is not enough. When telling ourselves the right things about holy cross just isn't enough, at least for myself. There is the angst, as one does all one can, to lift your brimming eyes and sad heart to look right at the suffering the cross infers. Currently, due to cleaning of the artwork in our Mother House Chapel, we sisters are attending Mass in the dining room. Half of the dining room is set up as a chapel, complete with altar, front and back rows, etc. The other half is set up with tables and chairs for our meals. The juxtaposition of tables, Eucharistic and three meals a day tables, is a bonus of meaning. Behind the temporarily placed altar in the temporary chapel are large windows, 40 plus feet, wide across the entire wall of the dining room. Recently, as I sat there waiting for Mass to begin, it was with a heavy heart. Situations and circumstances wrapping both family and persons I care about in ministry placed faces in my heart's eye, attempting to bring them into the liturgy about to start with a deep breath, trying its best to center and focus this attention, this intention, and overwhelm arrived. Overwhelm of persons who suffer, who endure the perpetuating, dehumanizing effects of poverty, the immorality of racism, the toxicity of dualistic political worldviews, an overwhelm of all creation suffering, Oh, how I wished we were in the real chapel, for there behind the altar is a 30-foot-plus stone mosaic reredos, at the center of which is a larger-than-life suspended black marble cross with an equally stark, contrasting white corpus of our Christ. The cross, crucifixion. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The cross, where the Alpha and Omega bursts into life eternal, given as gift to all, for God so loves the world. But no, on this morning, the great expanse of glass behind the temporarily placed altar offered only drizzle, gray, rain, and clouds covering clouds. As I attempted in my mind's eye to superimpose the reredos from the chapel onto the window's view, albeit brief, an effusive ray of sunlight illuminated the magnificent, huge blue spruce. There, the light held it. Boldly, with confidence and courage, the ray of sunlight persisted, holding the spruce in her shine. The spruce chanted, "Behold the wood of the cross. For God so loved the world." Yes, we may know the right things to tell ourselves about exaltation, holy, and cross. Today, the invitation may be to go deeper than the head, to go into God's gut, God's heart, with our own gut and our own hearts, into the torrent of transformative presence in that cross, into the torrent of promise of new life and hope bursting from the cross made from a tree. Black marble, blue spruce, both speak to the truth revealed in the strength, resilience, and vulnerability of embracing the cross in all its glory. The cross, where the Alpha and the Omega burst into life eternal, given as gift to all, because God so loves the world. Dehumanizing effects of poverty, the immorality of racism, the toxicity of dualistic political worldviews, and all of creation suffering are all transformed and made new. For God so loved the world, the Son is not sent to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved.